Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF.ca, streaming worldwide. You know, I say every week I have a treat for you. Well, this time I am going to treat you with something a little different, some of my poetry. I end the show saying it's always love time, poem time. But you know, Jesse, it really is always love time, poem time.
Always.
Poems have carried me through some situations. And so today we're going to listen to some of the songs, well, poems that I wrote that we found musicians. You could take somebody that's tapping out boom, 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 what they want as music to go behind them. But really, the ways that poetry have helped carry me through storms, working with other people to deal with life issues, people dealing with sobriety, people dealing with homelessness, poems of celebration for people's weddings. So I'm going to share a little bit of that with you, starting with, I think, a new thing that I'm doing with our audience today, sharing some of my poetry. Very thankful to for creating music for this. I wrote that poem because I'm not a singer. But I felt so overjoyed because I'd gone through a period of healing from a back injury. I have had my back hurt several times from 1989, again in 2010. And, you know, the doctors want to give you a lot of pills and potions and make you feel like for your life you're going to be in a wheelchair. But I've given away 3, just every walker now, just for balance. But I feel, I wrote that some time ago, but I'm in another period of just singing about a good thing and a new thing, because so many people are talking about the worst case scenario. So as I'm sharing some of my poems, I do have some angry poems, but I also have some love poems. So I'm just opening up and sharing with you so that you might know you might be a singer without words, that you could collaborate with some. You might be a poet without being able to carry a tomb. And there's some musicians that will be able to sing about a new thing. Wake up for the day, not complaining about yesterday's things, but find something new that you can sing about and give the Creator, God, the universe, whomever you call your spiritual being, give them thanks for a new day and a new way to live.
Oh, and there's something in there that you mentioned at the end, giving thanks to the Creator, to the spiritual being, whoever that is for you. It's clear in listening to, well, in getting to know you, but also in listening to your poetry, that faith is a big part of your life, and I think a big part of the way, particularly, you know, using poetry to help get yourself through a tough situation or get through something that is happening to you. That's in my mind with faith very clearly.
Yes. Poetry can be a prayer. And, you know, I have known nights so terrible that the thing that carried me through was taking a pen and pad out and writing. You can write down, sometimes write all the angry things that you're in, write and write and write, and you don't have to keep it or record it. You can burn it up, tear it up, but I've found poetry as a form. It is a spiritual process. It's also a form of natural healing. Since 1979, when I was hurt, in 2010, hurt again, I've had the opportunity to work with people that have come back from war, come back with PTSD, and worked on using poetry as a form of releasing things. I've worked with people in sobriety homes and programs around feeling okay. You know, we have drugs and things to make people forget or be out of their mind, but poetry brings you into mind. And so as I'm sharing these poems I have written, are they've been from experiences of great joy, great anger, great love, and great thanksgiving to God for letting me still be around. So let's see what's the, we have discovered on YouTube, I've got about 4 CDs. So let's see what's next.
Well, I think poetry maybe doesn't start with, but it certainly ends with words, right?
Yes.
And you've got a track from Words of Comfort and Joy that's called Words. So let's hear that one.
Words. Simple words. There's power in words. There's hope in words, because all words ultimately come from God. It gives us an opportunity to shape them into beautiful things that can bring hope, that can bring comfort. Have you ever had a night where your body felt heavy, where even your situations felt heavy? When you didn't know what you were going to face in the morning, whether it might be the end of your home or the end of your relationship or the end of your job, but as you lay there and with the issues of the day, the great Savior just came along and said, "Go to sleep. I'm with you. I'm with you now, and I'm with you even unto the end of the earth." I've known nights like that. Nights so terrible that I was afraid to go to sleep, afraid of nightmares, afraid of the sentence that might be coming from a doctor in the morning when I called to get the results of a biopsy or called to find out what the stage of my pregnancy was going to be. All of those things that happen in the issues of life where God has said, just let me rock you in my bosom and give you some comfort. You don't have to worry, because while weeping may endure for the night, joy, joy, joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we come to thank you for that word. We thank you for that steadfastness.
We thank you that you have been there for us. We thank you for all the hard times that we've learned to get over because you've sent the comforter as a teacher and as a embracer for us. So, Lord, we just thank you. And we come and we hope that whomever might be within the sound of our voice, that the trueness of our testimonies and our joy and the things that the Lord has brought us through, that those things will come through to you and will let you know it's been too hard for God. So we thank you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. We magnify your name. Words of comfort, words of joy, words dedicated back to you, our Creator, because you've given to us. You've been so kind to give them to us. So to your mighty name, we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory forever. Amen.
That was Words by Charlotte Sister C. Farrell, who's your host right here with us, from Words of Comfort and Joy. Charlotte, what can you tell me about the process of putting together this CD, of moving from words to an actual sort of musical presentation?
Oh, the process was some patient musician friends. Hilliard Wilson created some music for some of my poetry. Crystal Mitchell created some music. Billy Mitchell encouraged me. I went to a jazz event one week and I was thinking, wow, I have some poems. I wonder if I could get a musician to help me. And so I spoke to him and he said, well, first thing you need to do is be organized, because he asked me about a tune or what key it was in. I said, I don't really know A and C and D. So he said, listen and beat out your pattern. You need to work out and be organized. Don't waste time. But he said, watch while you're in this room and you see different musicians. There's someone in here who likes poetry. See if you could sense who that person is. And the person was Hilliard Wilson. He was a masterful bass player, but also had a studio and took time to help me. And most things I don't sing because I'm not a singer, but he really took the patience to listen to the rhythm patterns and helped me get that CD out, and then to Comfort and Joy. Mark Cargill was the master violinist. He directed Barry White. Every time you hear Barry White's music, that violin orchestra, he taught me again about, instead of asking musicians sometimes to come to work with me, tell them they were coming to work with Mark Cargill. And it had such a respect for order. I was afraid of being in a dark room or studio space with men, because you hear so much drama. I have to say the people that he pulled together, the people that Mark pulled together, people that Crystal pulled together, very respectful, very respectful. I have been in the studio at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and nobody misled me, mistreated me. Well, they had to answer to some people, but I mean, they were just, it just know that there are people that do have a stand and do work from an intention that is good, rather than the things that you sometimes hear is all the drama and craziness in studios. I have a jazz poem where I talked about floating a note and going from a C to a D. Stuff that I was making up, they actually hung something, and I thought, there's math. They were sitting in a corner doing the math for this particular poem. So I just say that's the first thing, beginning to write your ideas down. First, just write the poems. When I first started writing poems, I didn't have any idea that I would be doing a CD, a book, performing. I just got the anger out. I wrote a book called From Pillows to Pillars, and it has 6 chapters, and the first one was just anger. I was angry at everybody because I was in an accident. I had a spinal bruise. I had a brain hematoma. I couldn't do my work. I was angry. I was angry at God. I was angry at the city. I was angry at a lot of things, and all the poems were, I would just sometimes write things and throw them away, but after a while, I had a fairy godmother, an actress, Virginia Capers, who told me about putting them into a notebook. Take some things, if it soothed me to tear them up, but start to put them together. And so I had poems, anger, 20, love, 1, grief, 26, hope, 10. Heartache, 15. Love took a long time. I mean, I wrote the poems from 1976 when I was hurt working for the Toronto Department of Public Health to up through now. But, I mean, that particular book, it took until about 1992 before I published it. But just feeling, actually feeling how good it helped me to feel when people would ask me to speak. Sometimes people who knew I had poems asked me if I would speak at a nursing home. People would ask me to do a funeral poem. How I got to do a thing that I'm doing now for the station, helping people write tribute poems. I wrote a lot of tribute poems for people's weddings, tribute poems for people graduating. And so this poetry has become something that now I'm sharing with you, but I don't, because sometimes people say, oh, you and your poems. But the poems have been a healing form for me. Several people have told me that they've been healing for them. And maybe now I stop talking about poems, we'll hear another poem.
Well, since you mentioned tribute poetry, let's do one more track off of Words and Comfort and Joy. This is Paying Tribute to Your Spirit, Mama.
Oh, this is a poem I heard journey. Yes.
Tribute to your spirit, Mama. Paying tribute to your spirit of love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Now that you've gone, I told you that I loved you, but it's not enough. The words are too few for the essence of you. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for your tireless hands that fashion new dresses when I long for the ones at Macy's that cost more than Daddy made. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, your endless treks to sales, downtown, overtown, to the plaza, to wherever you could get 5 pairs of shoes, 5 sets of clothes, 10 days of groceries on a postman's bi-weekly pay. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for facing freezing in lonely nights at home while self-centered kids did all over the country roam. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the PTA meetings you attended, the dances you and Daddy chaperoned while other parents groaned. I'm paying tribute to your spirit. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for ever reminding us to slow down and smell the roses. Do one thing at a time. Wait upon the Lord and hear the quiet ways and solutions He whispers at sunrise. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the radiant way you face the ravishes of a painful, prolonged death, defied depression and refused to cry when the last strands of your hair left, set your vision on where you were going rather than on where you had been. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the indirect beauty you let flow from within, the loving way you dismiss me to go back to my family and accept the end. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for crossing the gulf between your heavenly rest and this earthly test, to give me answers to the questions, to stand at the finish line and cheer us on, to coach the matches that the enemy would have won. I'm just paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Mama L. Jean Burleson. Nana. Auntie L. Jean. Ms. Al Jean. Paying tribute to your spirit. Paying tribute to your spirit, mama. Just paying tribute to your spirit, mama. Yeah, mama, I'm paying tribute to your spirit.
Thanks to the musicians who worked on that song, it was also used as a film. I made a short film where you see some of the things that are referred to in the lyrics. But collaboration is one of the words that I love. I have a dear friend, Deborah Thorne, who was called the information diva and just one of the greatest encouragers of collaboration. In her Gale studio, engineer named Greg Cook, and he listened for about 3 hours, having me just read the poem and clap out the pattern. And then the music was just perfect. You know, the music really swept along. I could picture her. But I'm just really speaking to the opposite of the stories, that there's so many stories of negative things happening with people in studio. I have a marvelous engineer that I'm working with here at CJSF, Jesse, who is the public affairs director and just such a good, again, good feedback, someone who is a teacher and helps us keep marching on through the sharing of poetry. I'm going to cry.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to help anytime. So we played 3 tracks from Words of Comfort and Joy, but I wanted to jump over now to, I believe, a more recent poem just for you, Jasmine Word, to celebrate life and love.
Yes, it fits the book. I wrote a book as life got to be better and I got more involved with poetry, just for you. Heart Balm, just for you, is a book of poetry that wherever person is, they can find a space to write a poem or find a space to celebrate life. And I called it Just For You because it could be just for you as a writer, just for you as a person. Tonight and often I do workshops with people to help them write poems for themselves, just for you. So we're going to hear a track from this piece.
Sure. Do you have one in mind? I see you have 15 people jamming written down on your piece of paper there. You want to go to that one?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, okay. Yes. This is the one where the musicians were sitting in the corner figuring out the mo.
The 15 people, please tell me why we have so many words of wisdom. Could 15 people give us a song to ride the waves of time with? Could we try a 5-part harmony and 2-4 time as we swing to the new beat, offbeat 90s? Thank you. on down life's jagged road with? Could we have some jamming sounds to move on down life's jumble road with? Play some jamming sounds.
That was 15 People Jammin' from Just For You, Jazzy Spoken Word, to celebrate life and love by your own Sister C, who is here as usual on Fridays. I'm here too, which I guess is unusual. Charlotte, one of the things you've been doing over the last month is sort of investigating how music can be added to poetry. And, you know, I know a lot of people probably when they think of music and poetry just think of, you know, like a song with words, but there is this other paradigm, I guess, of taking a poem and then adding music to it. What do you think music can add to poetry?
Well, first of all, it can anchor the words, emphasize the words, but just even the process, the openness. Because not every musician wants to make music for poets, and not every poet has had a happy experience working with a musician. But I think whatever it is that exists between people, there's an energy, there's a nature, there are templates where one person hears something, it is interesting to them, and they collaborate with it. So I think having the idea, I had already written the poem, and I guess I was enthusiastic about my poem. Musicians who either I heard somewhere or someone had heard me reading and said, hey, I could put some music behind that if you'd like, sister. Some